Folks, the 1966 governor's race had two parts. Ryan DeGraffney was going to win the governor's race, but of course he died in a plane crash while campaigning. After DeGraffney's plane crash and death in February of 1966, the governor's race was wide open. DeGraffney would have been governor in a cakewalk, but it was now a new ball game, with less than 10 weeks to the May election. George Wallace mulled it over for a few weeks. Then the amazing story of his wife, Lurleen Wallace, running for governor, came to fruition. George told folks he would be her number one advisor. The idea of George Wallace running his wife, Lurleen, in his place had been tossed out by a few of his cronies as a joke. They never thought of it while DeGraffney was alive and running. Lurleen would not have run if DeGraffney had not tragically died. But a real vacuum existed after that fateful February night, and the Wallace name was magic. After a few weeks, the idea grew on Wallace. He made a few calls to every county in the state and began to realize that dog might hunt. Lurleen was a genuinely sweet lady. Her humble background as a dime store clerk in Northport endeared her to Alabamians, most of whom could relate to her. She was gracious and sincere, and people fell in love with her. Lurleen had been diagnosed with cancer 2 years prior to the 66th election. Although it seemed to be in remission, her health was not excellent. The campaigning was a challenge to her. She did not cherish the spotlight the way George did. Instead, she preferred her quiet time. However, after Lurleen agreed to run, it seemed to grow on her. She got better day after day. She was a quick study. She grew in political skills on the stump. As the crowds grew, you could feel the momentum and surge of popularity that she and George were experiencing. She seemed to thrill to it. Lurleen's landslide victory in May was astonishing. She set records of historic proportions for vote getting, some of which still stand 40 years later. Most astoundingly, she defeated 9 male opponents without a runoff, and it was quite a lineup of opponents. Left in the carnage was an illustrious field of proven political vote getters, including Alabama Attorney General Richmond Flowers, Congressman Carl Elliott, Morgan County State Senator Bob Gilchrist, Dothan businessman Charles Woods, 2 former governors, John Patterson and Big Jim Folsom, finished 6th and 7th, and State Agriculture Commissioner A.W. Todd ran 8th. Lurleen won without a runoff. She then went on to trounce the most popular Republican in Alabama in the fall. By a 2-1 margin, she beat Jim Martin. Martin was the first-time Republican congressman from Gadsden who had been elected in 64, and he was the strongest Republican in Alabama in 66. But he was no match for the Wallaces. A young, clean-cut Speaker of the House named Albert Brewer won a resounding victory for Lieutenant Governor that year. He'd be heard from more prominently within 2 years because Lurleen's fight with cancer was not over. She became sick again within 1 year after taking office, and by May of 1968, she had succumbed to cancer. The state was immensely mournful. Alabamians had grown to love the sweet lady who'd been a dime store clerk in Tuscaloosa County. The funeral turnout was enormous. The entire state mourned the first female governor of Alabama. Thank y'all for listening.